2 Kings, Chapter 5. Now Naaman, captain of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies, and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would cure him of his leprosy." And one went in, and told his lord, saying, "Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel." And he departed, and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now when this letter is come unto you, behold, I have with it sent Naaman my servant to you, that you may cure him of his leprosy." And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he tore his clothes, and said, "Am I God, to kill and to make alive, that this man does send unto me to cure a man of his leprosy? Therefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeks a quarrel against me." And it was so, when Elisha the man of God had heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall come again to you, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was angry, and went away, and said, "Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me, and stand, and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them, and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near, and spoke unto him, and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid you do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much rather then, when he says to you, 'Wash, and be clean'?" Then he went down, and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came, and stood before him, and he said, "Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth, but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray you, take a blessing from your servant." But he said, "As the Lord lives, before whom I stand, I will receive none." And he urged him to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, "Shall there not then, I pray you, be given to your servant 2 mules burden of earth? For your servant will never offer either burnt offering or sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. In this thing the Lord pardon your servant, that when my master goes into the house of Reuben to worship there, and he leans on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Reuben, when I bow down myself in the house of Reuben, the Lord pardon your servant in this thing." And he said unto him, "Go in peace." So he departed from him a little way. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha the man of God, said, "Behold, my master has spared Naaman this Syrian, in not receiving from his hands that which he brought, but, as the Lord lives, I will run after him, and take something from him." So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he got down from the chariot to meet him, and said, "Is all well?" And he said, "All is well. My master has sent me, saying, 'Behold, even now there has come to me from Mount Ephraim 2 young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray you, 1 talent of silver, and 2 changes of garments.'" And Naaman said, "Be content, take 2 talents. And he urged him, and bound 2 talents of silver into bags, with two changes of garments, and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bore them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand, and put them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in, and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, From where come you, Gehazi? And he said, Your servant went nowhere. And he said unto him, Went not my heart with you, when the man turned again from his chariot to meet you? Is it a time to receive money, and to receive garments, and olive yards, and vineyards, and sheep, and oxen, and men servants, and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cling unto you, and unto your descendants for ever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow.